the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On a typical Tuesday morning in July of 2016, Father Jacques Amo was celebrating daily Mass in his parish church in France when two men came in, forced Father Jacques to kneel down at the altar, and killed him with a knife while his parishioners were looking on. And Father Jacques is not the first to give his life for the Catholic faith, nor will he be the last. Over 22 missionaries were killed for their faith just last year alone. And remember, Father Jacques wasn't actually a missionary, so it's even more than that. Now, people do not die for an idea. We don't give our lives for words that are on a page. But people do die for a person they love. You will give your life if you love someone enough. And these martyrs died for their love of Jesus Christ. This is the very heart of our belief, our love for a person, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our brother, and our friend. What do you believe about God? Why do we believe what we believe as Catholics? If you answer faith, it's not a bad answer at all. Faith is the reason you showed up for Mass tonight. But what does it mean? Why believe at all? By the way, and yet again, I always like to point out, faith is not opposed to science. And the people that tell you that know nothing about our faith. Our faith, in fact, has been one of the greatest supporters of scientific advancement throughout the ages. And just read about it. You from a Catholic source, you will find out. The second reading today gives us a definition of faith. Here it is. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Now, we cannot see God, but we can see evidence of God. And the evidence is all around us, signs of his presence all around us. The gift of faith teaches us how to truly see, how to see the invisible realities among the visible that we can see. It is possible to know that God exists from looking around at nature alone, from the world around us. But Jesus Christ came to reveal God on a much more important and deeper level, precisely as our Father. A Father. A relationship here, and teaching us to pray to him as his children. So we can say, Our Father. We are adopted children of our Heavenly Father, and it's all thanks, especially through the gift of baptism. By our baptism, each and every one of us shares in the same sonship of Jesus Christ, so that whenever God looks at you, he sees the face of Jesus, his son. Now, why did God create us in the first place? Because if you didn't know, God has no need of creation. He doesn't need you or me to make himself happy, no matter how charming we might be. God exists outside of all space and time. He is not bound to anything in this universe. He is outside of it all. And he exists as this family of three persons in perfect harmony, the perfection of one God. God is perfectly content in himself. He needs nothing. But Scripture tells us that God is love. Right? God is love, and love, we know from experience, always seeks to give. It wants naturally to share itself. So we can think of creation as this overflow of God's goodness. God is so good that he wanted to share that goodness with the creatures that he made, especially the angels and, of course, us human beings. And God created each of us for himself. He created you, willed you into being. So he would tell the prophet Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. God wills every child into existence. You are here because he loves you. And Jesus would say he even knows every hair on your head, which is easier for some than others, right? We belong to him. Of course, though, it is so easy to get caught up in those things that we can see, right, with our eyes, and the things that we can enjoy with our senses. So, as a disciple, I daily have to ask myself, honestly, have I begun to love things and use people rather than love people and use things? What is it that I truly value? What do I treasure above all things? Remember the gospel from last Sunday, especially when Jesus speaks about the treasure of your heart. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. What you put as the most important thing in your life, that is your God. That is what you worship. Belief in Jesus Christ as the true treasure of our hearts, the ultimate treasure, involves making a decision. The word decide literally means to cut off. When we make a decision about something, we are in fact eliminating other possibilities, other options. We are cutting off those other possibilities. And the reality of Jesus as Lord and Savior demands from us a decision, not only to believe in God, but also to believe in Jesus himself and to follow him, pledging our lives to him. We are saying that he is the source of my life and my happiness, and that he alone deserves my worship and obedience. He is, after all, as we say every week, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. So why is he not the most important thing, the most important treasure of my heart? We must make a decision. We must get off the fence. Can you make this decision for Jesus Christ? Jesus is inviting you and me this very night to decide for him, to stand up for Jesus in a world where it is difficult, super difficult, to do that, but where some brave souls still give their lives out of love. Decide today whom you will choose. Whom will you serve? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand. I believe in one God, Father.